نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، کہ دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، کہ دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، وہ دیکھو حد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، وہ دیکھو حد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، اے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر، یہی سے یہ پروان ہے شمع انور، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، اے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے قندیل صحبا نبی کی ضیا کی، مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، کیوں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، فلک وہ سدن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، فلک وہ سدن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، اے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ،
بیوٹیفل بیان اور آنریبل الیلسٹر دادا شیخ خالد اللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد افضل صاحب نور اللہ مقدہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی has sent a special jewel to us to teach us, as our honorable Hazrat says, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the essence of Iman. Iman actually is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our own is not easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach the world the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if you can't recognize the lovers of Allah, you won't able to recognize Allah. So we first have to start from the step ladder, from the bottom step. Then we can go up. We have to first recognize the lovers of Allah. Their love has to come into our heart. And the more the love of the pious servants come in your heart, the more the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come in our heart. And then a person can imagine the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Hazrat is teaching us, and this is Iman. Hazrat in another beautiful poem says, that shart-e-tawheed-e-kamil yahi hai ke aapke muhabbat kalb o jaan mein ho. That the condition of perfect Iman is that the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be in the heart and the soul and every blood of a person's body. And this is not just Hazrat's statement, this is a mafhoom of a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person doesn't have complete and perfect Iman. And here also we have to learn Iman from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On our own, if we translate this hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم, that a person doesn't have Iman, a person will think that a person whose love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not yet grown, he doesn't have Iman. No, the pious servants, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, teach us that what it means here, that a person's Iman is still not perfect. And we have to learn to build our Iman all the time. And that is why Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, has blessed us with this beautiful majalis. That we come here, as our Hazrat teaches us, not just to fill our slot, not just to show that I'm present for my majlis, but to come here to gain the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, as we learn, it starts from the love of our pious and the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person's Iman is not complete until he does not love me more than his own parents, his children, and himself also. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the majlis heard this from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then from the bottom of his heart he explained his reality. Not like myself, I will think, no, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were genuine people. And they taught us how to be genuine. So we have to learn from them, as Hazrat explained, that take a lesson from these great personalities. So immediately he told Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that presently in my heart, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my love for you is more than my parents, more than my children, everything. But I still love myself a bit more. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him, if that is the case, your Iman is still not perfect. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala for a moment pondered, then obviously it must have been the du'as and the tawajjuh of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after a few minutes, he lifted his gaze and he said, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I can feel in the crevices of my heart that I love you even more than myself. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an, now your Iman will be perfect. Now it is that your Iman is perfect. So when a person has got that type of Iman, or a person starts building the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the sign of that is where your beloved is resting, or wherever your beloved is, that is where you want to be. And that is your real hometown. So Hazrat is explaining the sign of the love of the pious servants, which will bring the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once you have visited one time, or not even visited, when your connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has connected, now a person is just all the time desiring. And what is the sign of this desire? Myself, all of us should ponder, I'm talking of myself, we all should think that how much dua we are making for this. So Hazrat is explaining that a person is making dua, that nazar doonti hai diyar madina, hai dil aur jaan be qarar madina. And particularly this time of the year, Rabiul Awal, now Rabiul Akhir is entering. This is the time when that Noor, oh, who brought light to the dark world, the embodiment of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala made it apparent in the manifest, made it manifest in the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this time a person thinks more of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it doesn't only mean during this time we think or we talk about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this time particularly a person should think that do I ever ponder and think that when the world was locked in darkness, when that great personality concerning whom Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, that directly from Allah, the greatest gift of the Noor, of the embodiment of the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent. And what that complete, perfect way of life, that constitution that never changes and nobody can change, that is the Kitabullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show the world how to appreciate the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one is Qur'an-i Kareem has to be recited daily. Tilawat has to be part of our lives. And then with this intention that this is the Kitab of Hidayat, this is the Kitab of Taqwa, of Tawakkul, of all great qualities. And that should penetrate our heart. And we should become embodiments of Qur'an-i Kareem. So Hazrat says, when a person realizes this, that who brought salvation to the world, who brought peace and happiness in the world, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now a person is desiring and yearning that, oh Allah, I just want a sight of the place of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If, oh Allah, please give me that opportunity, that with this eyes that doesn't deserve to see that honorable place of your beloved, oh Allah, but please, I desire that I want to be in the company of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let me have a sight of that beloved city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, this is the dua. But in the heart is restless. When can I go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When can I go to Medina Sharif? And a sign of this is two things. One is how much dua we are making. And secondly is how much durood am I reciting upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. Our Hazrat teaches us at least, if a person like myself, weak person, starts with 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. This doesn't benefit Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will only benefit us. It will only bring goodness and rahmat. And this will start building the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a person, one is that you want to have a glimpse of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who really want to have that glimpse? Those people who want to be following in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that we just go to the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are not concerned of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person is far away from Medina Sharif. On the other hand, a person can be far away from Medina Sharif bodily, but he has got great love for every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And accordingly to his area and to the times he is practicing to the best of his ability upon the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person is much more closer to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person should ponder and think that how much of this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming in my heart, that I'm desirous to go to Medina Sharif, or like this time of the year, which is not supposed to be a condition of a Muslim. But non-Muslims, their time of the year is coming for holidays. It shouldn't be our way of life that I'm also thinking of my holiday and planning my holiday and where, going to other places. Oh, it's my holiday, let me just go to Medina Sharif for a holiday. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned that the time will come that people will go like tourists for Hajj and Umrah.
It's not a dua. This is a great ibadat. It's a very, very great ibadat. So as a ibadat, a person you should be yearning and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain that true love and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that to learn how to be present in Madina Sharif, how to be loyal to Madina Sharif, in other words, to the king of Madina Sharif, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat says, take a lesson from those personalities. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, shaheedo ke khune shahadat ka manzar. That from Masjid-e-Nabawi, you see the beautiful mountain of Uhud. Mount Uhud is that mountain which is known as the mountain of Jannah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Mount of Uhud, we love you. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat loves you. So that beautiful mountain of Uhud, that when we look at that mountain, we should take a lesson. That at that mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the world that who are his true lovers, who are prepared to write the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their blood. And this is the master. Hazrat explained so beautifully that Allah ta'ala doesn't need to take the life of anybody. But Allah wants to show us what is true love. Not like myself, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that today this artificial world and people involved in artificial illicit love affairs, Allah save us. And we are so engrossed in that today you're thrilling this beloved, today you're trying to thrill that lover, and like Hazrat says, a person fooling one lover and says, I love you so much. He kills a chicken and he dips his pen and with that blood he writes that I'm writing this letter with my blood. Hazrat says all that is foolish and that is not love. Real love is take a lesson from the martyrs of Uhud. See how they gave their lives. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidu Shuhada, how he was martyred in that battle. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs. And because of their blood today, we are enjoying the fruits of Islam. In this beautiful gathering today, we talk of them, and just to think of them, to talk of them, they are so honorable personalities that Allah Ta'ala says, these are men, rijal. That take a lesson. If you want to become a man, don't think you look like a man. A man are those people, la tulihim tijara, wala bayun an zikrillah. That whether it's trade, whether it's outward attractions, jais, halal, trade also, doesn't distract them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for one moment, not like myself, that when I finish this deal, when I close my shop, I'll perform my salah. No, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar. One day, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala visits the market of Medina Sharif. And he says, Azan haven't yet started and I see the shops are closed already. People are going for salah. He says, at that time I realized that these are the men concerning whom Allah is referring to. رِجَالُ لَا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيُونَ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That these men already, they're going for salah. Their business doesn't distract them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And myself, in salah, we are distracted and we don't think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, take a lesson of the bravery. And our bravery is, in today's time and age, that the attractions of fashion, the attractions of all this technology, etc., we should brave ourselves and use our courage to stay away from this. And this is what Hazrat says, that in today's time and age, living in your comforts, you can become a shaheed. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a time will come in my ummah of fitna and fasad. That means the value of deen, the value of the sunnah will go out of our heart. At this time to practice on one sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab. So Hazrat says, what a deen, that you'll be loving and you'll get the reward of a martyr, and not one or two martyrs. So Hazrat is saying, look at the shuhada of Uhud, forget just their desires, they gave their blood, they gave their lives for the loyalty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And till today you can get that fragrance of the beautiful, the blood of the shuhada of Uhud that you just witnessed, that in the Qabristan, what great personalities are resting there. Then when you come past there, then Hazrat says, well, you making dua all the time, tahajjud time, every now and then. Wallah, I want to have a sight of Medina Sharif. All of a sudden you see Allah Ta'ala accepts your dua. And wo hai samne, sabze gumbat ka manzar. From far already you see, oh Allah, but there's the beautiful green dome. The resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From far, why person who sees us now, that isi mein to aram farmaye sarwar. Why is that dome so honorable? That dome has become so honorable, the most honorable place in the world, because who is resting under that dome? Just because of the greatest personality resting under that dome, the dome becomes so honorable. The personality, the ulama of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah agree 100% that just that Mubarak sand on which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that sand's value now becomes greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if we just try, myself, just try to imitate Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what honor Allah ta'ala will give us. When the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the jadugars, the magicians, mockingly they imitated Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in a struck moment Allah gave them such firm iman that they were not worried of the threat of the most tyrant ruler of the world. So the ulama explained that they did it in mockery and they got strong iman. If we do it in love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, try and imitate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in other words, learn every sunnah and create the love of every sunnah with greatness, azmat, and try and practice. And this is what we should teach our wives and children. This will bring the ummah back to the level where it was. Today the ummah is downtrodden. Everywhere in the world we are crying, what is happening to the ummah? But as our Hazrat explained to us, it's just like a talk show. That news media. But if every person, for example, if lights go out now, and we all scream, lights, lights, no lights will come. One simple, intelligent person goes home and bring one candle, so much light will come in the masjid. And if 10 people bring 10 candles, how much light will come in the masjid? So Hazrat explains exactly the same. We all talk so much, here the Muslims are suffering, there the Muslims, but if myself, I make a firm effort that I start bringing one sunnat in my life. And sunnats are noor. This will bring more noor into my house, into the society, into the whole ummah. So every person starts practicing on one sunnat, how much noor will come in the world. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, now when you see that beautiful green dome, and you think, who is resting? The king of both the world. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting there under. And who were his loyal person? Who were his loyal followers? These great personalities. Now you think, what was the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you see the fruits of them, that who are, what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam present to the world? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Farooq Azam, Hazrat Usman Ghani, or Hazrat Ali Haider radiallahu ta'ala an majma'in. Yehi te ye parwana e shami anwar. Hazrat is explaining that who were those moths that were just running to this beautiful light of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, unfortunately, we are deceived by all the artificial haram lights of this world, all the casinos, etc. People are rushing towards those places. Especially this time of the year, Allah Ta'ala save us. As Muslims, we don't even think of those places. And especially the malls, unnecessary wasting our time. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the moment they had opportunity, running to the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat says, look at the production of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala. When the world was lost in darkness, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has presented to the world, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that what a transformation he brought to the world, and he showed us that person who remains firm on the commands of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let the whole world go against you, but you remain firm, and see how Allah ta'ala will give you honor. And then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, his time came and how Islam spread, and he ruled over 2.25 square million miles of the world. Allahu Akbar. And then look at Hazrat Usman Ghani, a very rich man, but how he had time for Quran Sharif, how he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala knew his bravery and his loyalty to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Hazrat says, these were the true moths that mean when they saw that bright light, how the moths just give their lives for that light, thinking that they running into joy. The real joy is when we run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah by holding steadfast on the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Hazrat says, from here we can see what is the history of Islam. Yahi se to Islam phailaye jahan mein, Madina ka shohrae hafta asma mein. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. The people of Makkah Sharif, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, they did not appreciate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the initial days. They even exiled Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala showed that whichever place Allah wants to choose, Allah will take His beloved there. And from there Allah will spread the noor throughout the world. And look how Allah ta'ala has spread the noor of Islam from Madina Sharif. And till today that noor where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, the noor of Islam is spreading throughout the world from Madina Sharif. So Hazrat is explaining that if we turn towards the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will spread that noor from wherever we are. But if we turn away, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave us a great lesson. He says, in today's time we honor his words in this way, that thing that he is so to say addressing us and telling us that the world is crying, that the Muslims are in difficulty. But when he was going towards Baytul Maqdis, today we are all crying, Ya Allah, liberate Baytul Muqaddas and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was called just to take the keys, that we can't fight against you people. You all have got the weapon of Iman. Nobody can fight against you. We will give you the keys with honor, and we are happy to live under your rule. And thus, from this we learn that Islam did not come to take over land. Islam came to spread peace and happiness, so that Noor of Hidayat can spread throughout the world. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, going on this auspicious journey, he gave a great lesson and he said, let us look at our reality. Inna kunna zalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation. Allah gave us honor through Islam when we came and held on to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we got this honor. But remember, in every generation, till the day of Qiyamah, فَمَحْمَا نَطْلَبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. If you look for your honor, respect in any other way of life, any other way besides the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this we learn, those were the days of Jahiliyyah, they came out from ignorance, they held on to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will give us progress? Today it's called so-called the world of technology, the world of progress. But by following science and technology, people are getting lost. People have become worse than barbarians. That all types of evil prevail in society today. So the way of success is only the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walillahi al-izzatu wali rasuli walil mu'minin. All respect is only for Allah, for Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the true believers who follow on the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Medina Sharif is the most famous city in the whole world. Why? From there the noor of Hidayat has spread. And till today, a person who goes with the right intention that I go to visit my Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take the noor of Iman, that person 1 minute in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh explains, our Dada Shaykh explains that where Allah's rahmat is descending the most, if you just come there and make an intention, Ya Allah, you brought me out of your kindness. And here more than the Allah, but the waterfalls of the Niagara Falls, or any other waterfall which catches down in force, you go closer there, you have to put on a raincoat, you'll get wet. Here when we come to the waterfalls of Allah's rahmat, the greatest waterfall is upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here when we come, we don't have to put a raincoat, we have to take out myself our raincoat of guna and make istighfar, tawbah, and then ask Allah, just put one splash of the rahmat that is descending upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our lives will change. Pera par ho jayega. Our life in this world will change, and we see many people just a minute in Medina Sharif and their lives have changed. But if we don't gain the adabs from the friends of Allah and learn how to go and present ourselves in the sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then like Allah says, we'll go without a beard, you come back without a beard. In fact, in today's time, people come back with all wrong ideas, that it's not necessary to wear a topi, etc. All those ideas. That is why it's extremely important that before we undertake these journeys, nafal hajj, nafal umrah, etc., learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where are we going? Whose sati we are going to? Who are we are going to meet? Hazrat says, Nishane Nabi, hey ye masjid e Quba ki, hey kindil e teiba Nabi ki ziyahin. That Hazrat is explaining that the first sign where the noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to be spread and become more brighter than the beautiful sun was the Masjid of Quba Sharif. This was the first Masjid of Medina Sharif when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started. And that is why Hazrat teaches us that every week Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and perform his Ishraq Salat, particularly on the day of Sabt. But any other day a person can go, but on the day of Sabt, that is Saturday morning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to take a walk to Masjid Quba, that to think that this is where my root started. Mm-hmm. A person should always think of his root. Today you are a big alim, you are a big Shaykhul Hadith, but who taught us Alif Bata Sa? Do I ever think of that to start of mine? Do I make dua for that to start of mine? My parents, my grandparents, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, think of your roots. That regularly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to visit Masjid Quba, and till today we see the noor in that masjid, and from there that was like a candle, and the beautiful sun from Masjid Nabawi then spread, that is the noor of Islam. Madina ke diwar wa dar dekhte hai, ajab hal wa kalb wa jigar dekhte hai. As the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam increases, a person now comes to Medina Sharif and with proper adab, etiquette, and you try to practice on sunnah, and you try to read as much as durood, you will see, as you see the city of Medina, there'll be a strange feeling in your heart. You will just feel a state of ecstasy, not the beauty of the chandeliers, etc. The noor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is penetrating. The noor of the shuhada that are penetrating there. All that noor, the noor of Medina Sharif is a different noor. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that every country, every city has got a sky. But the sky of Medina Sharif has got that difference, that the beautiful gaze of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has seen that sky. The sky has seen the gaze of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it becomes much more beautiful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we see and we try and feel, is this love coming in my heart? Or do I get love for any other place? Medina, Hazrat now finally mentions and teaches us, Ye maskan hai shahe Medina ka akhtar, falak bosa zan hai yaha ki zameen par. That we, do you know whose sati is this? Who is resting there? This is the sati of the king of both the world. So this is such an honorable sati that we don't know the real value of it. Ask the people in the heavens. Ask the malaika how they honor the sati of Medina Sharif. As beautifully Hazrat explained that on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi was standing with his friend at Medina Sharif near the Rose Park outside. And he says, do you all see all the flights coming in? See, Hazrat, there is no airport here. What flights are coming in here? Hazrat says that every split moment, it comes in the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherever you recite durood, Allah appoints a farishta to take that durood direct to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to that durood. And on a day of Jummah, those barriers are open. So he says, can't you see the flights of the malaika coming all the time? So the malaika know the value of the sati. How is it that we can't know the value of the sati? And the stress, as I have mentioned for myself, that the true value will be how much we bring the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart and the love of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me and all of us so.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillah munshi al-khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في الخيدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت تلقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهم ملقاه والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله المولان العظيم لتثبيت دلول شريف والبشن عزيني اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us here just for our revision a little bit. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif every day. And 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, that person will benefit from the intercession of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And once we get the intercession of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, what more? Hey, and 10 times Durood Sharif which hardly takes us 10 seconds. Allah give us tawfiq. And also Allah give us tawfiq on the day of Jumu'ah to increase our durood. Today was the day of Jumu'ah. Each one of us think, did I increase my durood? How much durood did I need? A special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah and the special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara is to recite durood sharif in abundance. And then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the knowledge of the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That eagerness in us to learn every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to have the love of every sunnah. In so much you must should have that love. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ That person who has yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala in the last day, that person will find a perfect example in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there we can measure our iman also. That how much have we got iman on Allah and His Rasul. According to that, will we follow in the ways, get the knowledge of sunnah, love the sunnah, follow in the sunnah, propagate the sunnah. The sunnah lifestyle is that model Allah has sent, which Allah loves, and any person who wants to be successful in the akhirah, who wants to love Allah, have the iman and have full trust in Allah, the way for that is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnahs are very, very great. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of the sunnah. Also may Allah Ta'ala make one of the objects of our life our namaz, that we make namaz, that the reality of namaz comes. That namaz comes in my home, every individual, in our extended family, all whoever our students are, many asatis are, all be making, our students also make namaz. And as a sheikh, my murids also, everyone that namaz and the reality of namaz comes into us. Namaz is that ibadat, if it comes right, our whole deen will come right. If deen is right, our dunya will come right, our akhirat will also be right. And if you make the effort on the whole of deen, it's not so easy. But you make effort on namaz, then the rest also Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also not to then to make isali sawab for our parents. As if they are living, make dua for them. And if they have passed away, to make isali sawab. These three times full, whatever. And pass the sawabs to them. It will be the cause of great rahmat and barakat in our lives. And we should not forget our ustad and our mashayikh. With them, if we make dua for them, isali sawab for them, Allah will give us barakat in our deen. deen will open up to us. We will get the tawfiq to practice upon deen. Understanding of deen will come into us quite easily. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. We all know it's a month of Rabiul Awwal, and it is like sort of perhaps customary, or it is a way in the whole Muslim world that everyone is happy. This is the month in which the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the world. And no doubt it is a source of joy and happiness. And the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a source of great barakah. And we read in the seerat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how Lord barakah came. And how Lord the evil just withered away by the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a time that we should also like sort of feel happy. When my birthday comes, I'm aware of it. And sometimes a person will speak about it, or which is wrong, but that we celebrated the birthday, which we should not do. But that a person thinks now about his life, etc. So many years have passed. So with the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also should reflect that not only at this time, but all the time we should be exercising, we should be doing those things which show the great rahmat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From morning to night, we live our lives according to the sunnah. From birth to death, for us also, for our children also, we bring them up all according to the sunnah. Then this will be really the appreciation of the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much more do we bring that into us, so much more we are going to get that benefit. With regard to which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a complete embodiment of mercy. And lil alameen, for all the universe, for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, for everyone, the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been the source and has been the cause of Allah's great rahmat coming down. Previous nations, for example, when they committed sin and evil, Allah destroyed them in this world. But since for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given respite. And this respite that Allah has given, and He doesn't take us to task as a whole ummah at one time, is that Allah gives us the opportunity to make tawbah and istighfar. So it isn't that when Allah is not taking us to task, that we sort of, in a sense, take advantage of it and commit more sin. No, it is that we reflect, we make tawbah, and we come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, you are on top of the greatest of akhlaq, character. If anyone wants to know what is character, you will have to go to the threshold and the doorstep of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest perfect, a person feels, I'm a very good husband. Match it with the, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a husband. Then we can see whether I've got good character or not. I'm very good to my neighbors. Match it with how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a neighbor. Everything we have to test ourselves on that pattern of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has sent this model. And that is how we have to now make our lives. And together with this conviction that our success is only in the lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must have this conviction also. Any other way of life besides that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one doomed to failure. There is no success in it at all. So everything we should see that we follow in the pattern of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great, great favor and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make dua to Allah, whom Allah loves. He gives them this lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at least if we have that yaqeen in our hearts, we have that knowledge that this is the lifestyle. Not that how some other people live, that is our success. Or we also would like to be like those other people. Like in the time of Qarun, those people who saw the wealth and riches of Qarun, they say also made dua that we also want to be like that. But those people who had the knowledge of deen, they understood that this is no way of life at all. Way lakum. That destruction be for you. You thinking that is your way of success? That is no way of success. Success is in the way of the Nabi of the time. And the greatest Nabi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his way is the way of the greatest success. Consequently, we find Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ulul Azam, great Nabi like Musa alayhi salam, he also wants to be the Nabi of this Ummah. He wants to be an Ummah. In a sense, we could translate it, he's prepared to forego his Nabuwat. And he comes as a ummati. So great is the push which Allah has granted to him. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. And he will come not as a Nabi, but as a ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah make it that we can understand that what it is to be an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We have got no idea what a great honor Allah has blessed us. A lady of the Bani Israel, when she came to know of this ummah and the great virtues, she said, had I been a ummati of that Nabi, I should spend my whole life in one sajda making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And we don't make sajdas, we don't make our namazas, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So our Nabi is very great and his position is very high. Together with that, we have got great responsibilities also. And it is very important and necessary for us that we fulfill those responsibilities. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got great rights on us. And we have to fulfill those rights. That must be our concern in our life. And it's a matter not for me also just to make bayan and talk about it. Allah give the topic that we reflect it. How much am I doing this activity? Just to talk, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, at least we are talking this. And Allah has guided us with real reality and truth. Allah has guided us and we are speaking of that. But it has to come into our lives also. So the first right of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Iman bil Rasul. We have to have that Iman on our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are great levels. The whole Ummah believes in Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadun Abduhu wa Rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and we all know who we are referring to, who was born in Makkatul Mukarrama, whose father was Abdullah, whose mother was Amina, and who is resting in Madinatul Munawwara at this moment. We all believe that he is the Rasul of Allah. And together with that, we also believe that he is Abdullah, the slave of Allah Ta'ala. And being a slave of Allah, outwardly it might seem to us that this is a bit of a thing of respect and honor. But to be the slave of Allah is the greatest respect and honor for a person. And in fact, when this, when this abdiyah, the slavery and the true slave, that you are a true slave of Allah Ta'ala, when that came into Nabi Ali's, which was in Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on account of that quality, Allah gave him great, great honor. For example, Mi'raj, when no Nabi, Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam, did not reach that closeness to Allah Ta'ala, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam reached, it was also on account of his humility and humbleness. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. So the more a person has got abdiyah, the more Allah makes him higher. Man tawaza'a lillah, a person who humbles himself for Allah, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah makes him higher. So Allah give us tawfiq that we become the true slaves of Allah. And we are slaves. Unfortunately, we are the slaves of our nafs, our passion, our desire. And to be a slave of our passion, that is leading us to doom, to destruction, to the most terrible punishment. What is that? And the slave of Allah will take you to the height, to that position that even the malaika will make sajda to man. That you will become masjood malaika also if we become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that humility, that humbleness and the reality of slavery, that he was Abdan Shafura, when he made namaz at night, so much as his legs swelled up, like a slave, how hard he worked. And when he was told, "Oh Allah's Nabi, you are masoom, there is no possibility of you having committed sin." You are the closest, most beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Why do you exert yourself? What does he say? That should I not be abdan shakura? Should I not be a thankful slave of Allah Ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq of this. So we see that the Quran Sharif was also revealed to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on account of this quality of being so humble to Allah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ. That Allah revealed the kitab on his abd. So the more today also, the more a person becomes humble to Allah, the more Allah will raise him up. Allah give us tawfiq. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. That I am the slave of Allah. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah gave him also the kitab, the Injil. And Allah raised him that till today he is in the heavens. Because he made himself so humble, Allah raised him and gave him this high position. And finally he will come and he will get the high position of being an ummati and then being buried in the Rawza-e Mubarak with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us this, we have this iman on our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This iman further it entails that we have that firm conviction that there can be no Nabi after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. In no way whatsoever. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the last and the final Nabi. In fact, if somebody claims to be a prophet today, a Nabi, and anyone asks him, what is your proof? We lose our iman. There is no question about it. It's a closed chapter. It's not objective that we can see what if you have a reasonable proof. Our iman and on all our matters of deen, we don't have to entertain other people and their ideas and their philosophies and their ideologies. No, that what Islam in deen has told us, that is the final thing. And our heart, very fortunate is that فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whose heart Allah is open for Islam. And he feels happy. I have my weakness, I can't practice. I'm not practicing everything. But my heart and that Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought is the final and is the absolute true deen. And I try my best. Hey, everyone, our attitude that I try to follow that deen as much as I can. If I falter, it's my weakness, it's my negligence, it's my laziness. I am to blame, but that is the right way. And we don't choose any other way. We don't chalk out any new way just to make us happy. Mm-hmm. A person is getting married and his bride sends him a pair of shoes. But it's one, two sizes too small for him. So it doesn't fit him. Would it be in any ways wise and prudent that he chops his toes, that the shoes I must wear. It's wrong. You stretch the shoes, or you wear your old sandals, worn out, or anything even for your wedding. But you can't go and chop your toes and your feet in order that the shoe must fit. Nobody will do that. In the same way, we cannot chop and trim Islam to fit us. We have to chop and trim ourselves to fit into Islam. We have to follow Islam. Not that Islam must fit into us. We have to fit into Islam. Allah make us understand this. Today, as one great alim has said, today's mujaddid and reformer is that person who changes Islam to fit people and to fit our time and to fit our condition. No, we have to change to fit into Islam. Islam is absolute, it is final. How much I can, I have to fit. And that Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, I have to fit into that Islam. And that is what I must follow. So, and then further also when we say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his way of life is the perfect and the absolute way of life. And I have to try my utmost to bring that within me. So Allah give us tawfiq, consciously think about it. Not just a matter of listening to a bayan or that you're making a bayan. Alhamdulillah, that is also good. But that it comes into us, we think, how much am I practicing my deen? How much am I convinced that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the hero of the world? He is the ideal man, the man that we all have to follow in every aspect of our lives. Then together with believing in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must have the greatest love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. as we heard in the Ash'ar and the explanation, our love must be the greatest, more than everything. And what does that mean? Like that we will easily say that I love my Nabi the most. But what does it mean? That his way of life, see how much is that, if I love him, al-muhib, limay yuhib muti'un, a lover for who he loves, he is obedient to his beloved. Mm-hmm. He just wants to follow and make his beloved happy. So in everything, my eating, how do I sit and eat? Mm. Am I sitting at a table? Mm. Eh? One good friend of ours, Allah reward him, or this consciousness comes, it comes gradually, it comes sometimes suddenly. Was in Madinatul Munawwara, and we usually advise also that he should follow more sunnah. Mm. And we don't think how many of us, our breakfast is included in our hotel, or our meals are included. Now we go there, we are sitting at the table. We are in Medina Sharif, where we have to practice more sunnah. Now I'm doing opposite. There are men and women there. Now you are going buffet style, you are taking this. There's a woman also there. You are talking also, excuse me, give me place. All that, and it doesn't make any, doesn't affect us. We think it's all right. But I'm writing the city of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I talk so much about sunnah, and yeah, I'm faltering, and I don't even realize it. And I feel that I'm quite in order. Fortunately, that person, that wonderful breakfast which is there, but you have your simple breakfast in your room, and whatever it might be, and you have the breakfast of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There can't be anything better than that. That we can come to realize our spiritual food, our spiritual nourishment, our spiritual breakfast, lunch, is much more superior than all the food of this world. Eh? One time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was in Mauritius, and he was speaking about Neel Sahib, in the concern of Hazrat, for so long he's carrying on. The breakfast they made, it's gone cold, they've warmed it, it's gone cold. Hazrat became so angry that I'm speaking of the spiritual breakfast and you calling me to this breakfast. Allah Ta'ala give us that. So this is the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he was just immersed in Allah, the obedience of Allah, the concern of the Ummah. How he was immersed in that. Today we got concern, our health. My sugar is gone high. Now that is the biggest worry in my life. My cholesterol is not right. This is not right. This went wrong in the business. That went wrong with the car. This went wrong in the house. Those are our big worries. Now holidays. That my holiday bookings I'm not getting. That is our big worry to go for. And Allah's Rasul. And yet we claim the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us to understand what does it mean. And give us the tawfiq. Time is going. Our life is like a block of ice. It's melting away, but you don't see it melting. It's there, it's in front of your eyes. You are looking at it, but you don't see it melting. Before you know what, that block of ice is gone. Like that is our life. We don't see our life is going. We ask, how old are you? But really it is, how much time have I got left? And the time is going. And it's just moving away, slipping away. And it must not happen, it comes, and we didn't do anything for the Akhirah. Eh? Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for the Akhirah. There's one great buzur, they regard life, they have got the reality, we regard them as mad people. Whereas in actual fact, we are the mad ones. So anyway, he was very close to the king of the time, Harun al-Rashid. You should visit him also regularly. So Harun al-Rashid was also very pious. There is no doubt about that. And very righteous also. So Harun al-Rashid told him, Bahlul, you are a mad person and you don't know what is happening. And a stupid person. And he gave him a walking stick and he told him to find somebody more stupid. Then you give him this walking stick. So he went, he was moving around everywhere. He heard the king has become ill, terminally ill. He is Maradul Maut. So he came and visited the king. So he spoke to the king and told him that it looks like your last illness, your terminal illness and that. And you are going now to the Akhirat. Have you prepared for the in this dunya? whenever you should go to see your country, visit this place, that place, you should make all the preparation and arrangement for your ministers, their accommodation, their food, their entertainment, everything. So now you are going to Akhirat, have you also prepared everything there? He says, who can prepare for that? So he says, if you haven't prepared for there, then the stick I give you back, I give it back to you. That you are the most stupid person I have found. That where you are going and where you are going to be eternally and forever, and you made no preparation for that. Today we also have to think, whatever we do, whether it's the upbringing of our children, are we doing it in relationship with the preparation for Akhirat, their Akhirat, or are we just doing it for dunya? That here they must live like everyone else is living, whether they are learning Darwin's theory of evolution also, it doesn't matter. Whether they lose their iman also, doesn't, just sweep it under the carpet and keep quiet about it. As long as they still acting like Muslims, it's enough. They behave like Muslims, they act like Muslims, that is enough. What the true belief is, that doesn't matter. So is it like that, or the reality is coming into our lives? In all these matters, how much are we preparing for Akhirah? That is the true life. And the upbringing of our children, their dressing, their education, we are more worried of extra tuition, etc., maths tuition, language tuition, this tuition. But how much are we worried of learning the sunnah, learning the lifestyle, which is the and only way. And if that love really comes and that yaqeen, we will devote ourselves for the love, life and love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah bless us with the reality of that love. That love together with that must be with the azmat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness and honor of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must be very careful not to make any joke about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about anything of deen. The istihza, making a joke of any part of deen, is the worst crime we can commit. And is istighfa, to take deen to be light, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. The whatever else is there, this is more important. For example, many of us are such, where in our masjid, exactly on time, you will find always there are those musallis, quarter past 8 is time, quarter past 1 is time, whatever. As soon as it's quarter past 8, quarter past 1, and there was that time also, perhaps some of us remember, when there were those chiming clocks in the masjid. Not only every hour, every quarter hour they should chime also. And this was very common in India, and ulama were very much against it, that with the chiming, the jamaat should stand up. As soon as the clock starts chiming, then the people stand up. Whether the imam is ready or not, an imam who had reality of things, what he did one day, just about 5 minutes before namaz, he went to toilet. After toilet he came, the clock started chiming. He came straight on the musalla. People said, Maulana, your wuzu, imam sahab, without wuzu. He said, you people not worried of that. You people are worried of time. So time is a guide. Time is not our Allah. Time is not our deen and our religion. It's a guide. We have namaz, we don't have namaz, hafas, azan, quarter to. It's a guide. If in case anything happens, the imam sahab, he has to go for wudu. He has to go for wudu. Wait 5 minutes. It's not that now we have to have it on that time. But today we have made our life, everything on time. So Allah Ta'ala, let us give us this understanding. So anyway, istihza of deen, making a joke of any part of deen, istighfaf of deen, Allah protect us all. And where there are so many other filthy things on the smartphone, one thing is the messages that come, people share their jokes also. And they send them around also. If we just look at it and it's such a joke that destroys our iman, and we smile at it also, we accept it. Without us knowing, our iman is gone. And perhaps worse, now we are still forwarding it also. We're sending it on this group and we're sending it on that group also. So we have to be very careful. So the azmat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regard to the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how should it be? One beautiful example, one alim gave, that there is a horse and cart that is moving, and a person saw in a dream, a person, a genuine great buzurg, lover of Allah, And his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it came out of his tongue, I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Sahaba loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't dream what the love of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, this claim, and Allah doesn't like a person must make a claim. I'm the most knowledgeable, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it came out of his tongue. Allah made me Khidr alayhi salam, and he had to go on a journey which he himself said, I got tired on the journey. So much difficulty he had to go through just because he said, I'm the most knowledgeable. And many other things also, we must never make a claim. We always humility and humbleness Allah Ta'ala loves. So anyway, when he made this claim, Allah made him see this dream at night that this horse and cart is going. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in front. He's sitting at the back with four Sahaba. Suddenly somebody announces that this horse and cart is going on a deep line with cobbled stones and is going to go out of control. And the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in danger. He had great love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he thought of how to stop this cart, horse and cart. So he thought he'd jump off, get four boulders, rocks, and put them by each wheel, and in this way stop the cart. He was still thinking, and how long does it take to think? In that time, in the dream, he sees that all four Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu go down and lie their bodies, their lives at each wheel. How much love they so this love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be to that extent. What mouth we claim that we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah in His mercy and kindness, just the word love, Allah accept it also from us. And then with the respect also of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we must have itaat Rasul. We must be obedient to the way of life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Explain, see for ourselves, what is my morning, how do I have my breakfast, how do I have my lunch, how do I wear my clothes, am I conscious also, right side first, my clothing, my shoes, etc. Am I conscious of the du'as, etc. When I go to toilet, am I conscious? So all this obedience of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also we have to make effort, and it comes fully and totally into us. The beautiful example of that also is shared with us, and that is that a person was getting married. So he went to the tailor and told the tailor, I'm getting married and I want a kurta to be sewn for me for my wedding. And he took his material and a sample of the kurta as well, and told the tailor, this is the material, and according to this sample you must sew it. They agreed what time it will be ready, how much it will be, etc. He came to collect it on the time. When he came, he found the kurta is sewn, but not with the material he gave, and also not with the on the pattern that he gave. So argument that he didn't do it how I told you. So argument started, and then it became physical. They started fighting with one another. People gathered also. What's the problem? They asked. So he explained, this is the problem. So they all said the tailor is in the wrong. He should have sewn it according to instructions of his customer. But the tailor said, listen to me also. What I've got to say. What have you got to say? So he said that he told me he's getting married, and the material he brought was a very inferior type of material. And yeah, just a little digression also. In India, when Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah Ali was there, and the British were ruling, he never used the material of the British. Mm-hmm. Simple calico, which creases a lot also, and which is not so comfortable, but that was a local product, he only wore that. So so what is the real value? It's not our synthetic clothes of today, which are very unhealthy also, in various ways, especially in the summer that we wear. So anyway, so he said that the material he brought was very inferior in his eyes. That material, the more close it is to the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One baker who used to bake his roti bread and sell it, used to sell yesterday's bread more expensive than today's fresh bread. So people said, why do you do this? The fresh bread is more valuable, like fresh hot bread. Fresh is fresh. How enjoyable is fresh? And you selling the old, so to say, stale bread. But see the thinking of the people. He said that you call it stale bread, I call it the bread closer to the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore it is more expensive. And this bread is further away from the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's a matter of attitude, how every person, what attitude he has got. So he said the material he brought was a very inferior quality. And the sample he brought was a very old, outdated sample. Hey, and I've shown him a new model, not only of 2018, but 2050. Hey, 2070 model I sold for him. But still, all said you are wrong. And he may be sincere, and sincerity is also not enough. With sincerity, the amal must be also correct. So Allah Ta'ala also, no matter how sincere we are, and we have to use modern forms of propagating Islam, and we feel easy ways that we can propagate Islam like this, and we can propagate Islam like that. But Allah said, the pattern of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the material of deen he has brought, what he has declared, that is what is what I accept, and I put my seal on that, and I only accept that, and whoever comes with any other way, I reject it. So we also have to understand that no matter how in our eyes Allah forgive us, that we think it is primitive, the most modern way is the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any other way besides his way is not more modern, is not more progressive, it is more gone out of the way. It is more taking us away from the righteousness. So that way of life, so they have to follow in everything, promoting deen and teaching deen also, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. And practicing deen, and what deen is not what we make out of it today, but what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us. So we have to, and then not only in that, with my business also I must do in that way. My lifestyle with my wife, the relationship between husband and wife, the most superior way is that taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not what any today, we went buy a book from the bookshops and how they say husband must treat wife, or how wife must be with husband, that has no relationship whatsoever. We have to learn how Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived with his wife, how he trained them, bringing up of children also. It is not how we think, or in our custom, or in our Indian culture, or our this culture or that culture. No, we have to see how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought up his children. What education he gave them, how he trained them. Everything must be in the pattern of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what is required. That is the happiness that we show of the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this ita'at Rasul, and then we have to have this fikre Rasul, the concern which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. His fikr wasn't for dunya, his fikr wasn't to make a provision for my children, buying properties for them, arranging this for them, doing that for them. No, his fikr was for the deen of the progeny to come. In everything, today we have got fikr of everything else, but deen, we don't even think about it. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we have, that our children, we give them the knowledge of deen, the tarbiyat of deen, that they, we give them the values of deen. Eh? And Allah make it that the true reality and the true values are imbued in our children. And they grow up with them. Alhamdulillah, there are cases where the parents, they go out of their way to see that the children are brought up on deeni values. And the proper deen also. Not only deeni values, but the proper deen. So we have to have that fikr which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Together with that, we should have the zikre Rasul. We should remember our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zikr in the form of Durood Sharif. Read how much we can, we read the Durood Sharif. Read it with passion and with feeling. And read it with love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then also together, remembering Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us inform ourselves, let us know that what was the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than we know our family, we should know. If we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more, we should know his family more than what we know our family. But again ask ourselves, how much do we know the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do we know all the various aspects of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Very, very fortunate. May Allah give me the tawfiq, all of us, that we have a seerat kitab, a kitab on the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are studying that regularly. For that, also consult with the ulama and find out which are the authentic kitab. There are wrong things also. And don't go on Google for all these things. Don't look at that. Find the actual kitabs, the proper kitabs. And together with the seerat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with making the durood sharif of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various du'as of the various occasions also. That is also in the dhikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this also has got great virtues. Ulama have reported that Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who doesn't know the great position, and when he passed away, the number of people that had come, and people couldn't get their hands to the janazah also. And when there's such a big crowd, then usually the janazah doesn't go in one direction. People pulling it this way, pulling it that way, etc. So one great buzurg observed at that time, Allah gave him kashf to see things which we cannot see. And he saw that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for Nabi, for Maulana Ilyas. So he said, it is not of etiquette, of respect, that we make Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wait. Let the body go quickly to Rasul. And he added, why was this? The work which Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah, we all know how great. But what he said was because he read all the du'as of the relevant occasion. So this is a very, very great thing. To get into the habit of reading all the du'as, when we get onto our vehicle, on the vehicle the du'as, when we getting off, when we enter into our home, when we leaving, everywhere we have been given. And in this way the zikr of Allah becomes very easy for us also, and it has got great merit. Then one more rite of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we will mention, and that is ziyarat Rasul. We should also have it in our heart, and we should also make dua that Allah grant us the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. That also, make dua also. And amal have been shown for this, that how much we follow sunnah, how much we read durood sharif, Allah will bless us. And actually to go and make ziyarat also, what more greater honor can there be for some, for anyone? May Allah bless us, and the true love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the true sense, may Allah make it that it comes into our hearts, it is in our lives, and we live accordingly. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.